I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Today, I would like to look at three passages of Scripture, one from the Psalms and two from Matthew's Gospel. Psalm 34:4 states, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears." Matthew 6, verses 32 and 33 says, "For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8 states, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened." How can someone experience deliverance as the psalmist declares in Psalm 34:4, as well as contentment and satisfaction that Jesus instructs and teaches from the Sermon on the Mount? Let's look closer. The psalmist, I believe, is giving a praise report, a testimony about how the Lord answered him and brought relief, rescuing him and giving full deliverance from all his fears. There was a seeking that the psalmist did. He sought the Lord. Jesus tells his listeners in Matthew 6, verses 32 and 33, that all the Gentiles, those who were not God's people, seek after many things. They are consumed by wanting and craving even basic needs. We all are. But the failure was not the need for these things. The failure was not seeking God first for those needs. Jesus reveals that God knows what we need. Our response is to ask and to seek Him and His kingdom first. God is our provider. Jesus goes on and encourages and instructs his hearers to ask and seek and knock. If they do, they will receive and find, and doors will be open. But it begins by seeking, not the things of this world, seeking the Lord first. How do we seek the Lord first? When you wake up from a night's sleep, what or who do you think about first? Is there a response in your heart and mind, a prayer that reaches out to God, a God thought? Maybe the fog is still settling as you begin your day. I know it's difficult to put God first at the very first of my day or get distracted by seeking that first cup of coffee, then breakfast, then catch up on the latest news, then focus on my to-do list, and then maybe get dressed, drive to work, run the errands, and by the time I arrive back home, the day is gone. And seeking the Lord first has completely vanished from any pursuit of mine. Now you may be listening and thinking, God understands. And yes, He does. But that doesn't change His instructions to His children to seek Him first. His word does not say, seek first the kingdom of God when you have time. Jesus clearly, graciously, and firmly states, seek first, ask, seek, knock. Remember when you first discovered the game hide and seek? Maybe your neighborhood friends taught it to you, and you were it. So they would all go and hide, and being it, you were to hunt and find them. You maybe ran around your yard, looked under bushes, scoured tree limbs, hunted even backyard porches, until you discovered your friends and tagged them. Nothing kept you from your pursuit and focus on finding those who were hiding. God isn't hiding. He wants you and I to discover Him and seek Him, to be in pursuit and so focused that we hunt for His presence. We long to hear Him speak to us. We want Him to hear our cries for deliverance. The good news? God does, and God will meet with those who seek after Him. The key? We have to seek Him first. If we struggle with this, God does understand. Instead of dismissing it, why not ask Him to help you make this seeking Him a priority in your life? Why not ask Him to remind you even before you wake up to think about Him first and foremost? Ask His Spirit to remind you of a verse you memorized or a worship song you can sing to Him. Then grab your Bible, take a moment, and seek the Lord by reading, meditating on His Word, and then pray. As we begin to put Him first, He will begin to meet with you and answer and provide for your needs. God is faithful. He will do it. Lord Jesus, help us to put You first in everything. From the very beginning of our day, may we be consciously aware of Your presence in our lives because of Your indwelling Spirit. May we bring thanksgiving and praise before you as well as our needs and desires. May we delight in you as we put you first so that you receive all the praise, delivering us from all our fears. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.